Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We are back in the studio here at Keller Williams, and we are doing a behind closed doors.
Behind closed doors.
Come on, what the heck was I thinking? You got to help me out, Brandon.
I'm sorry.
When I screw up like that, geez. So here we are. We are behind closed doors. We haven't done this for a while.
It has been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. And I think you know what it is. You know, we just don't have enough material.
It's really hard to
get our customers
to
are just
up.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Nothing happens absolutely. Behind closed doors that we can even talk about.
That's why we're the best.
The public is normal.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's what it is.
Normal. Everyone's totally average.
Oh, totally.
Totally.
Yeah.
So we brought Susan in here, Susan McFadden. She's my partner and also friend and realtor for 15, 16, 17 years.
Just my 17th anniversary.
And of course, Brandon's here. Brandon's my co-host. So you have some stories. And one was recently, I think.
Yesterday.
Tell us what happened. Now, in this market, let me preface it with this. In this market, we have some very aggressive buyers. We have buyers that are sick of hearing no. They're sick of not getting the house that they want. And they're starting to take matters in their own hands, right?
Yeah. I have a great example.
So tell me what that looks like.
So listed a house yesterday. Yeah. Showing started today. At the open house at 5 o'clock, and my seller writes me last night and says, Susan, you're never going to believe this. This people just came, knocked on the door, said they had cash. We needed to let them in because they can't come tomorrow to the open house. And I said, well, you didn't let them in, right? She goes, well, we did. Her husband's a police officer, so she felt safe.
And so he shot him. It's just, that's where the story goes. It's just a very strange story. You know, that ended quick, huh? What else do you have to talk about?
Squirrels or I don't know what else. No.
Go ahead.
So she let them in. Then last night, the agent starts writing me. They're sending an offer. And I was like, okay, please let Monday be the date for the acceptance date. She was like,
don't you want to say wait in line?
Yeah, she goes,
Get in line.
Well, we need an answer by noon tomorrow. No, I got this offer at 10 o'clock last night. Okay.
That's crazy.
She wants an answer by noon today. We haven't had the open house yet.
Right.
When I'm talking to the sellers early on, we say, like, you don't want to take the first offer you get because you don't know what else there could be in this market.
Yeah.
I represent the seller. Mm-hmm. So we want to do what's best for the seller, not for the buyer.
Right.
So we had a conversation today that my seller's a nurse. She was in trauma class today. She's like getting stressed, trying to figure this out in class. I'm like, okay, if they really want the house, they'll wait.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. So normally we do an open house Thursday, another one Sunday. So we said, okay, let's make everything due Friday.
Yeah.
We have other agents who are
negotiated.
Right. We did.
I mean, you were going to go
to me back and said, what can we do? I said, listen, we're feeling a little pressured. They went into the house when no one, I mean, I have clients who want to
feeling
house,
a little pressure. Like, you bash down the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had to call the cop.
You need to
that lived
right
there.
Now.
Yeah. You need to get
the nurse got involved
right now. Yeah. The nurse,
got involved. Everybody's involved.
A lot of trauma.
Yeah. That's why the nurse is involved.
But it's also like, okay, it's 10 o'clock at night. Now I'm supposed to present an offer at 10 o'clock at night. Like, you know, we work a lot, but there should be a couple hours we're allowed to sleep.
Yeah.
It gets to the point where it's like, okay.
Yeah, and you know, this thing too, and I forgot to say this morning, cause you called me and you were talking about it, and we were kind of talking about this whole story. And you know, the thing we have to remember too, it's still a seller's market.
Correct. That's what I said.
You know what I mean?
It was a buyer's market. So my sellers made the choice to wait. They have someone else who was like on the phone. We'll come in with a great offer sight unseen. I'm like, no, I want your people to see the house.
Yeah.
Right. We're not, this isn't a fire sale.
No,
this is, you know, the sellers need to
it's
get the
COVID.
Most money they can. Right.
We can see the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Was their agent with when they came unexpectedly?
So no. And then she wrote me an email and don't worry, it's not sight unseen. My buyers got in. I'm like, oh my God.
That's unbelievable.
And she was very high pressure. And I get it. It's a smart tactic for them to threaten to pull.
Yeah.
But absolutely. In the end, if they really want the house and they're going to pull after 8 hours like that, they don't really want it.
There's no house right next door to go in.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Although
the only thing
with these people, they might just move. Start barging
like,
other doors.
We're buying your house. You're out.
You are out and we are in.
Yeah, that's true.
It's kind of just like the nerve of people just kind of.
I would never, ever do that.
No.
And I said to her, the thing is had you not let them in, we wouldn't be in the situation. She was trying to be nice because she's a great person.
Yeah. But, so this is a little lesson if you're a buyer out there, you know, maybe don't do this, you know, because I think if you see already what has happened is it set up an uncomfortable situation. It is not the way we do things.
Right.
You know, I just don't think it's the way to go. Yeah. So if you're a buyer out there thinking about
and
doing that, I wouldn't
call and ask if they can get in. You know what I mean? Have the agent call and say, here's the situation. They're going to be away or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, have the agent communicate. I think that's a lot better.
Yeah, that's
and was it in as coming soon?
No, it had just gone active yesterday.
It had just gone active. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they could have set up something right away.
They could have set something up. They could have called me and said, here's the circumstance. My clients were so taken aback. They have dogs, cats. They were like, and they're wonderful people.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, you know, we want them to get the house. They gave us a great offer. I'm like, yes, but in this market, you have to get everything you can because they're paying through the nose on their house.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, because of how it is.
Just the rudeness, though, like just barging on the door. I mean, I hear about people like knocking on the door because they see the for sale sign, like, oh, you know, but to barge
to expect
in,
to be able to get in at that moment.
Yeah, that's.
And
that's,
then like wear cash. So, you know.
That's weird. And also as a seller, don't let people in.
No,
He was a cop. That makes sense.
Yeah, that made it safe.
You know?
Yeah, but they didn't have their contact information. You know what I mean?
Like, don't let people in. You have no idea in this world today who you're letting in the house.
Even when someone buys the house and then the buyers and sellers are like, can we talk about furniture? I'm like, yes, but there's a good chance you're going to mention something you shouldn't. And then the deal can blow up all because you're negotiating on a coffee table.
Yeah.
Let us handle it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, you know, I'm going to go through one of the ones I just had recently, and then we'll go back to your other story because that's an interesting story. So have you guys experienced, and this is not to make fun of anybody. This is just an interesting situation when we get into hoarders' homes. You know, have you been in some of those in a hoarder house or anything like that?
Pretty messy.
Yeah.
And believe me, we see everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So even if you think you're messy, you're probably not. Hoarders' houses have like pathways.
Yeah,
right.
Like,
and I was just in one recently, and it is amazing. You know, you almost feel bad. Well, you do feel bad for them. It is sad because it's kind of a sickness or whatever. But you know what's amazing is that they just don't see what we see.
Right.
You know, in their home. I mean, this person was saying about, you know, and I started cleaning up the pantry, and I'm thinking, holy mackerel, from the front door till I got to the pantry, there was a lot more that needed help besides the pantry. But they look at that and go, oh, I'm going to organize the pantry. Well, that's the least of your worries.
Well, it's like if you've ever seen a 17-year-old who's super skinny and they look in the mirror and think they're fat.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
You know what I mean?
So
it's
true.
The same.
It's like a mental issue.
It's really actually sad.
It is sad. It's amazing. But I haven't been in one for a while. So it was kind of top of mind. I'm like, man, I get through this house and I'm... It was amazing.
What are your suggestions for dumpster?
It's an interesting situation. She doesn't own it. It's an estate. She's living there, blah, 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 all this other stuff. But the suggestion is that, you know, in order to sell it, they're going to have to get her out and then and then remove everything. But you're talking dumpsters full of things and stuff. And it was funny, too, just like wrappers and empty cans of soda and, you know that kind of stuff.
Sometimes you go home and you think like, oh, your kitchen's messy, your dining room. And then you're in a house and you go home and I'm like, we're doing just fine. Like even on our worst day.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you know,
absolutely.
It's like so true.
I personally hate clutter. So,
yeah.
I mean, I had one.
Does this bother you if I lay this stuff around? Like,
oh my God.
Is that a problem?
Yeah. Brad, come on now.
Hugo, look at it. He got all weird right away. Here's a couple pens for you, too. How about that? There you go.
I'll color,
there you go.
I'll color coordinate. You're
What you can't see is I just threw pens and notepads all over Brandon. So he's a little worked up right now. But go into the other one. You have a strange story here about people that were like circling your car with a...
Yeah, so I was showing these clients, we'd written up a few offers, showing them a nice house near Stokesay Castle on some acreage. So maybe half acre, three quarters of an acre. And we're leaving the house and my buyer goes, Susan, I think they're hitting rocks at your car. And I look out and someone's on an ATV and they're like burning like wheels. Okay.
Wow.
So I'm like, well, that's weird. So I walk out to the back of my car. We're looking at it, seeing like what damage they've done, you know, and then we're going to leave and they're literally looping around our car, trying to get us to like hit them.
So now you're not moving. You're not driving forward.
We're
stopped,
are you? And they're next to us. And then when we start moving, they pull in front of us, go around kicking up dirt.
Major harassment.
Yep. So I called my husband because I'm like, I think these people are trying to get me to hit them and I'm scared.
Right.
And normally I would be like, what is your problem?
You know? Do you talk like that when you say stuff?
Well, I would be like, yeah.
Because that scared the shit out of me. I don't know about you.
I could really do what I would do.
Yeah, we've heard when you're at the games, basketball games.
Right, basketball games. Yeah, I was people are afraid of her.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. It's all right.
However, that's what I was.
She didn't deny
do.
It. You know that.
No,
it's
not.
It's almost like that's like a sports. I can't help it. It comes
different.
Out. Yeah. It's just like, you know.
So when somebody's circling you, you're.
Well, no, but I was afraid that he might like shoot me. You know what I mean? So yeah. I was like, I don't want to say like, what the hell is your problem?
No, because you don't know.
Yeah,
he seems so. So first I called my husband, then I called the police, and then I called the listing agent. The listing agent was like, oh my gosh, you're the second call I've gotten today about this. And I told my clients, for whatever reason, these people don't want you to buy this house.
Were, like, were they young?
No, probably mid 40s.
What?
Oh, wow. There was a woman.
So it's not even like a kid thing or like a punk.
This was the guy on the ATV. And then there was a woman in the minivan following us and kept stopping. Like they were definitely intimidating us.
Well, yeah.
And I thought they might be crazy enough to do something stupid.
Well,
so
it
I was
seems like they are.
Let's
get
so how did this end?
So I call the cops. He's like, okay, we're heading over there. And it was an address that there's like two addresses nearby with the same street. So I'm calling the cops. I'm like, I can't wait to get the heck out of here.
Right.
So I'm driving. All of a sudden, my GPS was taking me back to the property. I'm like, get home. Abort, abort. You know, because I was like, no, I'm going to be there.
Keeps taking you back.
Like, because Waze was like recircling.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I was like, get me out of here. And good news, I just got those clients under contract last night on a much better house. And nobody was trying to hurt my car.
With the free ATV? Did you kick in the free ATV?
We were like, that was crazy.
That is crazy.
The one thing you don't realize, the cops were asking me all these questions.
Yeah.
Doing an amazing job. And I'm like, you know, was he wearing a helmet? I'm like, I don't think so. You know, you don't remember in a scary situation, you don't remember like what kind of car was the woman driving? And I'm like, I think it was a blue minivan. So then I asked my client, mm-hmm. she was like, I think it was she named the type of car.
It was a red Civic. She's like way off.
It was a convertible.
No, but it is like, you don't think of,
don't go into detective work. Don't quit your day job. She's like, it was a blue van. It was a red Civic.
But it's true. After emergencies, they can ask all the people that are somewhere. And everybody has like different
trauma.
Things, mm-hmm. you know?
Sometimes you kind of block it out. Yeah.
So that was kind of crazy.
Did you ever get into a house with bugs?
Oh, yeah.
I try not to go in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You have. Cockroaches?
When I was an investor and I was looking at a house to flip, all I did was put the key into the keyhole.
Yeah.
And bugs started crawling out of just that.
Cockroaches or?
I don't know, man.
Wow.
but like as soon as I tapped on the door, you saw them like falling from the
Oh, my gosh.
Like it was... Unreal.
That's bad.
Yeah.
My big one was fleas. If you ever got in a house with fleas,
oh my God.
You'll know it right
and
away.
Did you like? Oh, I would strip before I walked in my house.
Yeah,
I'd be like,
not in front of the customer. I didn't do that. No, they frown upon that in our business. What are you doing? Can't you see the fleas?
You just make it up. They catch
and they're no, we don't see anything.
There's like nothing. I had one that the people were hoarders. Okay, I went to sell the house. It was a foreclosure. They had 17 cats, no litter boxes, okay?
Oh, come on.
No. And it was like at this point, this was a couple years ago, so it was a 300 and something house, so it's probably like a $500,000 house now, okay? So there is blood and urine stains everywhere, to the point the HVAC system was ruined from the ammonia and the cat pee.
Oh my God.
So one time I literally dropped my phone in the house on the carpet, and I was like... I have to pick it back up. What do I do? Do I get a new phone?
I was just going to say, looks like you need a new phone.
So like my husband and kids they're so deathly allergic to cats. And I'm like, you have to come in and see this. It's so bad.
Oh,
and they
gross.
Literally made it in the front door. And they were, and my
cat pee is like the worst smell.
It was, when I tell you, it was everywhere. I mean, in every pipe, in every single surface had to be, that house is like brand new. She flipped it. Everybody
did they get the smell out?
House. Oh yeah.
They did.
But I mean, we had to, everything came out.
It's down to the
literally the pipes that, you know, for HVAC, the metal pipes had holes in them from
the
ammonia, from the urine. Mm-hmm.
Well, they tell you about that. If you have a dog that's in your neighborhood or your dog is urinating on your outside AC unit, the compressor thing, it will literally eat right through the urine. The ammonia will eat right through the metal out there.
No,
yeah.
That's wild. Brad knows a lot about HVAC though.
And urine too. I know a lot about urine for some reason. And cats. Cat urine, dog urine. It's one of my specialties.
I'm allergic to cats and they know that. So when I go into a listing with cats, they like love me. They're around my neck. They're like on my water bottle.
Your eyes are swelling up.
One time recently, the people are like, are you okay? I'm like, my throat's just closing. I'm fine.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. Do you take something before you go in?
If I know that they have, but then I should take it. My husband's like, just take a Zyrtec every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
You should.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. I'm highly allergic to cats too. So I'm like in and out of those really quick. Yeah. But.
Any other stories? Bugs, cats, dogs, urine.
I have
hoarders. What else did we talk about?
I have one.
Hugo, what did we? Yeah. What else did you get? Do you have anything you've ever experienced? No. You're all good.
All right.
I have one about a hoarder. This one, it was a past client. His grandfather passed, and his grandfather was a major hoarder.
Yeah.
So he cleaned everything out from Junk Luggers.
Oh, good. Yeah. So, Jacob, there we go. Yeah, little plug.
He's the best. Yeah.
I used him after I listened to that.
Excellent.
Podcast.
Oh, good. That's great.
So squatters in the area started coming and living there. They started taking the
squatters
coppers.
Is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So someone had seen someone going in that shouldn't have. They called the cops. 16 cops, shotguns pulled all down like on this street.
Oh my
god! One guy. It was insane.
Squatters,
oh my
god! That happens a lot.
That can be and the thing is they have laws for that.
They have more laws than
once they're in, it's tough to get them out. We could do a squatter show sometime. What do you guys think?
A squatter show.
Yeah, that sounds good. Squatter show. We'll just sit here and do a bunch of squats, right? Squatter.
Brad's totally going to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to do lots of squats.
Me too.
A lot of urine talk.
Urine talk with the squats, absolutely. Oh, all right, that's it. There you have it. Behind closed doors, we had nothing to talk about and found a lot to talk about, which is usually what happens. We will see you next Thursday at 1 p.m. All right, thank you.